Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 24 in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. A challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day, an episode a day for the month of August. And it is August 24th, so it must be episode 24. Craig and I just finished recording Technorama and the Technorama Patreon show. So I am getting back to this. I started recording the music before we did the show. Feels like hours and hours ago. But had notes here for the 24th. Quick update for you. One of our friends from Phoenix wanted to join us for Dragon Con. They were looking for it very, very much. And I got a text message last night. They said, can't make it. Got a medical issue and can't see the doctor till Wednesday. And I went, oh, that sucks. But, you know, if you get this resolved and you can rebook your flight, you're always welcome to join us Thursday or Friday. We'd love to have you. So hoping they get through this quickly. It is a painful situation, and I'm so sorry that they are uncomfortable. I'd give you more information, but due to privacy, I'm not going to. But just, I don't like seeing my friends suffering like this. So very, very sad. I know they were looking forward to this very, very much. And, well, hopefully they can still make it. If not, we will work on plans for next year. Had a couple of AI things this week. Let's see if I can find this one real quick. I know I downloaded it and sent it to Craig. One was an AI poster, and somebody from work generated an ABC poster, said, you know, A is for Apple kind of thing. And scrolling fast as I can to find this thing. There it is. So they said, give me a children's poster to teach the alphabet. And it starts out all right. A is for ant. B is for bat. And then it gets off the rails a little bit more. And the pictures that go with these, you know, little children's cartoon things. And the bat is fair. C is for iguana. D is for dragon F, whatever a dragon F is. And it has a picture of what looks like a child's octopus. There is no E. It's F is for eggplant. No, eggplant is what it says. G is for guinea pig, guinea spelled wrong. H is for chicken. I is for iguana. Funny, I thought C was for iguana. J is for koala, not koala. They spelled that wrong. And it is a picture of a koala. And the iguana on I looks like another octopus. L is for worry. It's W-U-R-R-E, and it has a quill feather pen in an inkwell. L. If anybody knows what a W-U-R-R-E is, I would, let me know. M is for mouse. They got that one right. O is for octopus. They got that one right. P is for parrot. Doing a good job. The pictures align. Then you get Q is for Rayburn. R-A-I-B-R-N. Another quill feather pen, but no inkwell this time. R is for rabbit, and it has a rabbit with what looks like another feather above it. it's stuck in a pattern here, but wait, it gets better. S is for skunk. T is for tractor. Pictures align. U is for sea urchin, spelled wrong, and I'll give you a passing resemblance for a sea urchin. W is for wolf. It's a one-eyed wolf, but it's a wolf. X has a picture of a xylophone, and the word says zipper. This is where it really gets bad. V has a picture of a skunk with what looks like a hat. V is for wolf. And there's just a picture in the next box with a vulture, with the word vulture. There's no letter. X is for wolf. Wait, I thought W and V were for wolf. I'm getting confused. X is for wolf, too. And I'm not even sure what the picture is. It's just sort of a gray blob with a lump in it. Y is for yak, and Z is for zipper. So, how many letters do we have? It's not even 26. There's no E. There's just a vulture in a box. This is crazy. So, my point being, AI isn't perfect. It needs help. Human element, please. Craig was considering using an AI voice to read his story, but I could tell right from the first 10 seconds that it was AI generated because it was getting some of the pauses and inflections not quite right. And I've come across this on several YouTube channels where I don't know if it's just because the author, natural narrator, the content creator may not be a good reader, or they may not have very clear English, could be another one. But find someone, volunteer, you know, whatever. I have literally not subscribed to some of these YouTube channels because the content was good, but I just can't stand the narration. It's not perfect, and I'm not asking for perfection, but I'm asking for something a little better than AI at this point. When, you know, instead of saying, you know, when you go to this webpage, you'll get a 404 message. When you get to this webpage, you will get a 404 message. It's like nobody calls it a 404 message. Okay, that's not the way it works. So please do a little better than what AI is. Or if you're using AI, train it. Edit your audio. You know, there's tools like Descript that you can make it say better things than it does, but they're not willing to put forth the effort. I'm not willing to put forth the subscription for them. Last night, I mentioned we did get to the Hidden Brain podcast. This is live down in Mesa. Not a true podcast in the sense that he normally does interviews. So the guy's name who does this is Shankar Vedantam. The way he says it on his podcast, nobody can understand it. He says, "This is Hidden Brain. I'm Shankar Vedantam." Like, okay. So it's hard to look up, but Hidden Brain, he's created it's hard to describe this podcast. He's a psychoscientist, I believe, is a psychology scientist. Anyway, he works on, you know, how your brain works, why we do things the way we do, why we don't do things the way we do. And very, very good podcast. Huge listener base. He's created the Hidden Brain Project. He's got a book that came out in 2010. And he stood on this stage for like 2 hours and told us stories. There was an intermission. And he told us stories that relate to why we do things. Quick recap of what they were. He started out with the importance of being mindful of attention and setting aside devices to avoid mental entropy. So as we use our devices, our minds are not present in where we are. He asked the audience, he said, for the next couple hours, I'd like you to turn off your devices so that you are focused on what's here and see what happens when we get to the end. And I was present. I was very much there. And he said, I know that many of you will want to take notes, as many of my listeners do. I was like, yeah, I kind of did want to take notes. He said, don't worry, I'll give you a recap at the end. So I turned on my recorder and then had the transcription summarized into what we've got here. The second one, and he was telling great stories, like 15-minute stories that were around these points. Focus on what is within control and acting in the present rather than dwelling on uncontrollable global problems. So he told the story about Epictetus and 2,000-year-old message that says, focus on what you can control and don't worry about the rest. I mean, not that you ignore what's out of your control, but be aware of it. Do what you can that you can control. Don't let the things that are not in your control, and it's hard to recognize these when you're in the moment. Addressing the insight action gap, where knowing the right thing to do doesn't guarantee its accomplishment. So there was this gap. He told a great story about a guy who goes out running, and in the morning he's all excited. He puts on his running shoes and he climbs this hill in Pittsburgh, and he gets 3/4 of the way up, and his brain at that moment is going, you fool, what are you doing? I never want to run again. But he gets to the top and he comes home, and the next morning he does it all over again because his workout self is different than the self that is putting on the shoes in the morning. Your brain is acting in different states. Exploration of the theory of foldable emotions, highlighting the disconnect between different emotional states. I think that was the running story. He told about when he was out snorkeling, and he didn't have his fins and he didn't take his life jacket, and he went to a spot that was around the corner out of visibility of everybody else, and he had a wonderful time snorkeling, but he didn't realize that he was going with the current out there. And then when he came back, what took him 6 or 7 minutes to get out took him an hour to get back because he just wasn't making any progress against the current. And he was talking about that in the state of our lives where you don't necessarily know you're in the current when you're in the current. For example, I think he said when he got to an airport in Mexico, it was like 3 a.m. and he had to take a cab. He said, I can do that because I am comfortable in that environment. I'm in that current because I'm a man. If he was a woman, totally different situation about concern for her safety going out in a strange country where you don't speak the language and trying to get where you want to go. You talked about resolutions and how we make resolutions on January 1st and February 1st. You're kind of ignoring them. By March 1st, they're completely gone. And why we do those things. Very, very educational, interesting. It was almost like going to church for your brain. Came out of there going, that was a lot to digest and a lot to think about. But very, very good stuff. Donna and I both agreed that it was time well spent, money well spent. And if you get the chance to see this show or subscribe to the podcast, you kind of get a flavor of that. It's called Hidden Brain. Easy to find, blue and white logo, just says Hidden Brain. He's been doing this for 10 years. So if you're really ambitious, you go back into the back catalog or you look it up by topic. Very good at interviewing his guests, does a lot of research. It's a weekly podcast. When we got home, we were getting ready for bed, brushing teeth and all that. Donna turns her faucet and it just sprung up like a geyser. And these are the faucets that I repaired a couple of months ago because they're all corroded and water was leaking. So I cleaned them all up, got new parts, put in new cartridges. Not the faucet assembly itself, but everything that moved, turned, screwed was put in brand new. So the guts of this thing were new. And what happened is there's a nut that locks down the cartridge, and then you screw the handle on top of that. There's only like three pieces. There's the handle, the cartridge, and the nut. And then obviously the base of the faucet itself. And that nut was only hanging on by half a thread, if that. And it decided to let go, and that blew the cartridge out, and we've got this 4-foot geyser of water for about 5 seconds. It managed to soak the bathroom real good. But we got that cleaned up, and then I replaced that again today. Made sure that it was on snugly, but it's like, thank goodness we have quarter-turn valves to shut that thing off so you're not sitting there under the spray going, turn. Oh, it's turning real stiff. But we got that going. So that was, I call that the spigot surprise. Okay, on with the music. I've given you a lot to think about, and this one's going to be a long episode, but that's okay. On with the music. This is a request from Gary. He requested the Go-Go's Our Lips Are Sealed.
Can you hear them? They talk about us, telling lies. Well, that's no surprise. Can you see them? See right through them. They have no shields, no secrets to reveal. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. There's a weapon that we must use in our defense, silence. When you look at them, look right through them. That's when they'll disappear, that's when we'll be feared. It doesn't matter what they say. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. Pay no mind to what they say. Doesn't matter anyway. Our lips are sealed. Yeah. Can you hear them? But talk about us telling lies. Well, that's no surprise. Can you see them? See right through them. They have no shield, no secret to reveal. It doesn't matter what they say. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. Pay no mind to what they say. Our lips are sealed. Our lips are sealed.
Thank you again, Gary. Gary went to ctomasi.link/DDOP25, made a request, which you can do if you're listening. I know there's a number of people out there that are still listening that haven't made a request. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe some of you are going to be at DragonCon and just waiting to make a personal request. I've got another gig. We'll have a different URL, different list. So if you want to hear some of these again, we could do that. If you want to hear something new, we could do that. But for now, ctomasi.link/DDOP is going to take us through the end of the month. And I will talk to you real soon. Look forward to, you can make a request or you can rate an existing performance. I was talking to Craig. I loved his story about Stevie Ray Vaughan that he sent in to Michael Butler. Thinking about a story of my own. I know there's only a few days left, but if I get a couple minutes tomorrow, I'm going to send mine in. How about Tom Petty? So look forward to that, Mr. Butler. See if you're full through the end of the month, let me know. Sound like you still have a few in the pipeline and don't want to take up your backlog spot, but happy to help out if you need it. Till tomorrow, take care, stay safe. Love you. Bye.